Now, I want to pose a scenario to you, a biblical scenario, and then I want to pose a question. You know well that the Bible predicts there will be ultimately an end-time world leader named Antichrist, or that's the title the Bible gives him. That will not be his name. But there is going to be this end-time world leader. He will bring Israel and the Palestinians together. They'll sign a peace treaty. He will ultimately, on the authority of the Bible, which predicts this, he will establish a global economy. He will deceive the masses of the world. Knowing that, would it be true, and knowing also that most pundits thought Ms. Clinton, who is a clear globalist, would win the election in 2016, but thankfully did not, would it be correct, Sam, to view President Trump and his strong nationalistic stance as the singular roadblock, at least in the minds of the globalist? He is the singular roadblock to the accomplishment of their globalist agenda. Would that be an appropriate way to word it?
No, I think you are 100% correct, and I believe that we're seeing that pushback underway now even. I mean, all of these investigations in Washington is made up kind of stuff, things that are happening. There's pushback against the president's recognition of Jerusalem. The United Nations, European Union are gathering forces as we're talking about, but what's it about? Well, it's not about the president. It's about what the president has done. And that's the recognition, in this case, Jerusalem, Israel. But that's a part of God's plan of redemption that I just went through. And so, yes, I mean, these people see their plans being shoved to the side, and they're getting very, very furious. Now, I'm going to turn around and ask you a question, Dave. You're out there preaching all across the country, and I know that you are talking about the prophetical because we have to keep these things in mind. How are you telling people, Dave, when you are out there preaching in churches and pulling these things together, are you seeing the pathway for the rise of this Antichrist, this globalist leader? What are you seeing and how are you preaching about this?
Well, Sam, I'm addressing it and have been for a number of years, but the way I'm addressing it is this, explaining that during the 8 years of the Obama administration, there were policies implemented, Sam, that advanced us forward as far as the globalist agenda, the Antichrist agenda, unlike any American president we had ever had. And the thought was, is that Hillary Clinton will just continue that. She's going to win. She's going to press the throttle all the way to the floor. She's going to even increase the globalist emphasis, which I believe she would have, that even beyond what Barack Obama did. But here's the awesome thing, Sam. Though no one on the left, none of the globalists, none of those that are really anti-America, none of them really saw this as a possibility initially. But in the middle of all of that, I believe in response to the prayers of God's people, God allowed, in many ways, the least likely candidate in the form of Donald Trump to win the presidency. He is a nationalist. And so he is viewed, I believe, as you well said, as the roadblock to the accomplishment of that agenda. And so I'm trying to, you know, basically explain it in those terms, and that we have an opportunity as the Church of Jesus Christ to declare the gospel in this brief window. We don't know how long this is going to be, but it is a window. And as brief as it may be, or as extended as it may be, we've got to do what the Philadelphia Eagles have been doing and others. We've got to start speaking up and declaring our faith.